kitchen. We have, oh, there we go. Now we're on. All right. Well, just welcoming all of you. We'll turn the mic down maybe a little bit. It's a little hot. All right. Thank you so much. I do want to welcome everybody to the Senate Committee on Human Services. Every meeting, we have our tradition of passing out chocolate. And we want to make sure that Senator Hancock and Lou are ready to roll, along with the vice chair. So, my goodness, we'll be passing that out here shortly. And do appreciate everyone being here. We have a relatively short agenda, and what I do believe is our first three items. I think that we have pretty much support on both sides of the aisle, and we will be moving forward with this. Before we get too far into it, why don't we kick it off, Mr. Teamer, and do a roll call vote, please.
McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire here. Berryhill? Sure. Berryhill here. Hancock?
Here.
Hancock here. Lou?
Here.
Lou here. When?
Four. We got a quorum.
Thank you so much. So let's get right into it. Why don't we bring up Assemblyman Lackey, and we do appreciate him being here today. Thank you so much, Assemblyman. It's good to see you. This is Assembly Bill 294, would require any department within the California Health and Human Service Agency to post on the homepage of its website information about any federally approved state plan or waiver of federal laws or regulations. Assemblyman, welcome.
Thank you. Certainly is an honor here to join you here this afternoon, Chair and members. And I'm presenting before you AB 294, which will increase transparency for California's health and human services programs. AB 294 is a simple bill that requires health and human services agencies to post approved state plans and federal waivers in a prominent location on the agency's website. Under current law, sometimes public information requests are the only way to retrieve this information. AB 294 will address this by requiring that they're made available online. With me today to add a few comments is Kevin Aslanian, from the Coalition of California Welfare Rights Organizations and the sponsor of AB 294. Also with me is Jessica Bartholo from the Western Center of Law.
Good afternoon, Coalition of California Welfare Rights Organizations, Kevin Aslanian, and with the sponsor of the bill. The bill basically is designed to make the human services programs more transparent by putting up a hyperlink at the front page so people could click and see the waivers of the state plans and make it more transparent. We thank you for your support.
Thank you, Chair and members. Jessica Bartholo with the Western Center on Law and Poverty, also in support, and we're very appreciative of the Assembly member and of the sponsors for this bill. I urge your vote. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We'd like to be able to see if there's anyone else who would like to speak in support. Anyone opposed? Let's bring it back, see if there's any questions or comments from the committee, please.
This seems like an obviously very good bill for transparency in government. I would move the bill.
All right, we have Senator Hancock who's moved the bill. Why don't we do a roll call vote, please?
McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Wen?
Aye.
Wen, aye. Five.
All right, Bevel, thank you so much, and really grateful you're here. I see Assemblywoman Lopez, who is here right now. We are going to be moving on to, there she is, Assembly Bill 376, CalWORKs eligibility and immunizations. And I want to remind folks this bill does not modify requirements to immunize nor change exemptions for personal beliefs or medical necessity. Assemblywoman, welcome, and the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair and members. AB 376 will help streamline and simplify our administrative process, will help families access to the support they need by using currently technology, verify immunizations records, currently the CalWORKs requiring an applicant or a recipient to immunize the minor and provide proof of immunizations. This bill would require the county to first review the California State Registered Immunization, which maintained by the Department of Public Health before asking the family to provide the records. I have with me Kevin from the Coalition of California Welfare Rights Organization, and will ask any questions.
Good afternoon again. Kevin Aslan, Coalition of California Welfare Rights Organization, the sponsor of the bill. And the reason we're sponsoring this bill is because we found people who were already in the registry and the county had access to the registry, and rather than just getting that information and verifying the immunization this bill would be, they were asking people to provide verification. So this bill will say that if you look on the registry, if it's there, then they verified their immunization, and they won't, and it would be basically be administratively more effective and more efficient. It's administrative efficiency bill in essence. And we urge nice support. I vote.
All right. Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. Would like to be able to see if there's anyone else who'd like to be able to speak in favor. Please come forward and do know that we have support on both sides.
Thank you. Jessica Barthelow with the Western Center on Law and Poverty in support.
Thank you so much, Jessica. Good to see you. Anyone else like to speak in support? Would like to see if there's anyone with challenges with the bill. All right, we're going to bring it back, see if there are any questions or comments from committee members. Would someone like to move the bill?
I'll move the bill.
Senator Liu has just moved the bill. Why don't we do a roll call vote, please?
AB 376, the motion is do pass to appropriations. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Liu?
Aye.
Liu, aye. Nguyen?
Aye.
Nguyen, aye.
Five. Thank you so much for being here. Grateful for your work on this. We have the man, the myth, the legend. Mr. Gordon is in the house here. Assemblyman Gordon is going to be bringing forward Assembly Bill 608. This relates to CalFresh in school meals. Mr. Gordon, welcome, and the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, we do have support on both sides, I do believe. So you can, Mr. Gordon, you can make this quick.
Don't make us change our
mind. Hey, there we go. And we do enjoy seeing you, though, so please, no offense, my goodness. Hot day.
All right. Thank you. 1 in 5 children in California live in a home that cannot afford enough food to get them through the month without experiencing hunger. This rate is higher than in any other state. AB 608 would better inform households applying for CalFresh of resources available to them. These important changes would provide struggling families with the ability to reduce incidences of child hunger while waiting for their CalFresh application to be approved. AB 608 has received support from many advocacy organizations and has had no votes to date. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Assemblymember. Please.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman McGuire and members of the committee. Jessica Barthelow with the Western Center on Law and Poverty. You know me as an anti-hunger advocate here at the Capitol, but a long time before that, I was also a low-income and often hungry child growing up in California's foothills. I can say that experience was a very undignified one, and I know one that Senator here on the committee shares with me. But even more stinging than the experience of hunger as a child is learning that there were meals available for me and my sister that we didn't have access to, that we didn't know about, that could have prevented hunger. And so this bill is a way to restore dignity to children and their families who are have millions and millions of meals funded by the federal government sitting waiting for them to eat to prevent childhood hunger. Thank you so much for your support, and to the Assembly member for introducing the bill.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Chair and members, Monica Miller on behalf of the Jewish Public Affairs Committee of California in support of the bill. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Miller.
Rebecca Gonzalez, National Association of Social Workers California Chapter, in strong support.
It's good to see you. Thank you. Anyone else like to come speak in support of the bill, please?
Kevin Haslan, Coalition of California Welfare Rights Organization, strong support. Thank you.
It's good to see you. Welcome.
Kathy Hall, representing the California State PTA, in support.
Thank you so much. Good to see you. Thanks for all your work. Anyone opposed to the bill would like to come forward at this time, please. All right, we're going to bring it back, see if there are any questions or comments. Please,
just
Senator
a quick
Nguyen.
Comment. I just want to thank you for doing this, recipient of these programs in the past. We had an incident in my district last week where a storage facility from a nonprofit had food there that they give out every weekend for the children who doesn't have food over the weekend, got stolen, the food. So a lot of came together. I came together, got several businesses in the neighborhood, in the district, to pony up some money, and we quickly replaced the storage, replaced the food. Thousands of pounds of food came in to help. But this is needed because not everybody knows these are available, And it also aids and help the counties and the nonprofits around, because no child should ever go hungry. And so thank you.
Thank you so much, Senator. Very grateful for that. Would you like to move the bill? All right, we have a motion by Senator Nguyen, and it is going to be do pass to appropriations. Let's go to Mr. Teamer, please.
McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Liu?
Aye.
Liu, aye. Nguyen?
Aye.
Nguyen, aye. Five.
Thank you. Good to see you, Mr. Gordon. Thank you so much for all your work. As she makes her way down, I want to say thank you so much to Assemblywoman Brown on a separate subject for all of her work for those who are aging in California. She has been an amazing force, as has Senator Liu in the Senate, and to both these incredible women, thank you so much for your work on those who are aging here in California. We're going to turn it over to Assemblywoman Brown to discuss ACR 38, the California Task Force on Family Caregiving. Assemblywoman, the floor is yours.
Senator, thank you so much for having me. And as you were saying that we're champions for seniors, I just want to just undergird what you're saying. Seniors have given their lives. 1,000 people a day in California are turning 65. And this silver tsunami is hitting. And I don't know if we're prepared. So we really need to look at how our systems are set up in the silos that they are. So ACR 38 would establish a California task force on family caregiving to, one, examine the issues relative to the challenges faced by family caregivers and opportunities to improve caregiver support. It would also review the current network and the services and the supports available to caregivers. And three, it will provide policy recommendations to the legislature by 2018. Not only does it do that, but it'll help so many people to just understand where we can get services. I have accepted the committee staff amendments to include a conflict of interest provision related to acceptance of these private funds. It won't cost the government a dime. To clarify also that the members of the task force shall receive reimbursement for travel and other necessary expenses to the extent that the private funds are available. I'd like to introduce two witnesses who will speak on support of ACR 38, Michelle Nevins from the Caregiver Resources Center Julia's here. Julia Hassel, a caregiver, and she's with AARP, the Capital Team.
No, thank you so much. And so the witnesses know we do have support from both sides, so do appreciate all the work as a woman. So please.
Okay. Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Nevins, and I represent the California Association of Caregiver Resource Centers. And on behalf of the more than 4 million family caregivers in the state, we support ACR 38 and the creation of the California Task Force on Family Caregiving. Most people who need long-term support services rely on friends, families, partners, and other unpaid caregivers to help with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, meal preparation, and beyond. Family support is the key driver in allowing seniors to stay in their homes and communities, keeping them out of costly institutions, often at a taxpayer expense. Yet providing care takes a toll on family caregivers. The caregiving trends are increasing with regards to acuity, to the level of care that the person that they're caring for needs. And also we're seeing the toll it takes on family caregivers with regards to depression, isolation, anxiety, and being overburdened. Due to budgetary issues, many programs have been slashed, for example, the caregiver resource centers, and many caregivers don't even know who to call or where to get the right help. We essentially are being inundated with the silver tsunami that the assembly member speaks of. And moreover, California's population is also becoming increasingly diverse. And for these reasons, the Caregiver Resource Center really encourage you to support ACR 38. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your testimony. Julia, welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair McGuire and members of the Senate Human Services Committee.
My name, as I've stated before, is Julia Hassell, and I am the co-captain of AARP California's Capital Action Team. On behalf of over 3 million California AARP members, I want to take this opportunity to express our strong support for ACR 38, the California Task Force on Family Caregiving, a resolution that AARP has sponsored. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today on the realities facing family, caregivers, and those for whom they care. Caring for an aging relative or friend is the new normal of family life in the U.S. for millions of people and a growing public issue. It is also an intensely personal issue affecting real people in our country every day in all walks of life. I know firsthand because at a young age, I was helping my father care for my mother, who was bedridden by rheumatoid arthritis and heart failure for the last 9 years of her life, and later caregiver for my father, and then my oldest sister, who both passed away from cancer. My story is very similar to the stories of the 5.8 million family caregivers in California who provide unpaid care to an adult age 18 plus living with limitations in daily activities. The estimated economic value of their unpaid contributions in 2009 was about $47 billion, more than the total Medicare spending for all populations that year. Most people who need long-term services and supports rely on their families for help with eating, bathing and dressing, transportation, and making sure they are taking their prescribed medications. Family caregivers are the backbone of our current system of long-term services and supports. The challenge ahead is to better recognize and ease the burden on the largely invisible, isolated, and unpaid workforce of family caregivers in our state. We must also prepare for a future with significant declines in the number of available caregivers. AARP research suggests that as the baby boomers age into their 80s, beginning in 2026, the caregiver support ratio will shrink dramatically from 7.2 caregivers to every one person in 2010 to 4.1 to every person in 2030. Mm-hmm. And by 2050, there will be another steep decline to 2.6 caregivers to every person. These reasons are why AARP is calling for action now to support seniors and their family caregivers. AARP's sponsorship of Assembly Concurrent Resolution 38, the California Task Force on Family Caregiving, is designed to address the problems many family caregivers currently face. Where do I go for information on services and supports for me and my loved one? Who do I call? Is there a county office or a general information hotline? What services are in my community to help me with caring for my family member? Transportation to a doctor's appointment, counseling with a social worker, assistance with house cleaning and medications, etc. We need a comprehensive person and family-centered policy for long-term services and support systems that would better serve the needs of older persons with disabilities, support family caregivers, and promote greater efficiency in public spending. ACR 38 is a private and public partnership which will not use general fund dollars. We have secured the support of the University of Southern California's School of Gerontology to help with the coordination and logistics of the task force. Foundations have expressed strong interest in funding the operations of the task force, and that will include AARP. In closing, we respectfully request your aye vote on ACR 38 as the first step in raising the visibility and support for caregiving families. Thank you, and we'd like to thank Senator Brown for
introducing this.
You got a promotion out of it, too.
Hey, there you go.
What can I say?
Julie, we really appreciate you being here and for AARP's work and grateful for your eloquent statement. Going to ask future speakers to please keep to 30 seconds or less.
Sure. Thank Gary Passmore with the Congress of California Seniors. I'm sorry. Our support doesn't show up in the analysis. I've already talked to your consultant. The letter just didn't make it. We're strong supporters of the issue. And I, too, want to especially thank Assemblymember Cheryl Brown for her leadership on the issue. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Anyone else in support, please come forward.
Greg here with the ARC and United. ARC and United Cerebral Palsy California Collaboration, a coalition of people with intellectual and all developmental disabilities and their family, friends, and service providers. We support the resolution, and we thank Assemblymember Brown for taking our amendment to assure that the disability community has a seat at the table.
Thank you. It's good to see you. Thank you so much.
Rebecca Gonzalez, National Association of Social Workers California Chapter, also in support. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anyone else in support? We'd like to see if there is any in opposition. Let's bring it back to the committee to see if there are any questions or comments, or if someone would like to bring forward a motion to adopt as amended to appropriations.
Yeah, I've got just a, I'm curious. Last year this was run as a bill. This year it's run as a resolution. Why the difference?
Well, it seems that the state legislature, not even state legislature, it seems that there is little support for seniors right now. Once people start realizing how much seniors have contributed, then they'll see that this is a no-brainer. There is no cost to this to the state. So this one is a no-brainer. I don't know exactly why the governor he said that there's already a way. And there's already, programs. However, the programs look like this. The programs are all in silos. No one knows who does what. We don't have any good picture of everything that goes on whenever it comes to seniors in the state of California. And if, in fact, you were a caregiver, as I am, I just found out the other day that I could qualify for some things for my own husband who has ALS. I've been doing this work for 2-3 years now. And there are things that we just don't know. And that's why it's so important for senators to just get behind the effort to help our seniors. I really appreciate Carol Liu and Lonnie Hancock. I appreciate what they've done in bringing this issue, especially Carol Liu, who is a co-author on this bill. But we also have 75 co-authors from the assembly side. So it's really an issue whose time has come, and we have to do something about it. This is one of the ways that we could do something, and it doesn't cost a dime. Doesn't cost the state a dime.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Mr. Chair, I'd like to move this at the proper time.
Thank you so much. We do have a motion. Do we see any of the further questions or comments? Mm-hmm. We have a motion, please. Roll call vote. Oh, I'm sorry. Please,
I just wanted to thank Assemblymember Brown for bringing this forward. I know that what she says is really important for all of us as the graying of our society, and the state has done a very poor job. I mean, there's not well-meaning people here trying to administer various programs, but as she has demonstrated that there are 11 programs into 14, 15 different departments or sections. Anyways, and everybody, there is just no coordination of services for seniors. And have huge impacts on the social services of the state if we don't do something to better facilitate and articulate what aging is all about and how we can deliver better services. So this is just a step in this process, and caregiving is a huge issue among all of us. Every day, some of us may have an aging parent that suddenly needs more than
that that person can handle themselves, and you know, we just have to take the time out of work and all this. It just affects everything we do. So it's really important that we get a handle on what this is all about, and this is what the resolution seeks to do. So I'm in support, and thank you, Senator Berryhill.
Thank you so much, Senator. And again, I just want to say thank you for all your fantastic work. And let's go to Senator Hancock, please.
Yeah, just to echo that, there's been fantastic work done by the task force, and Assemblywoman Brown has picked up this ball and really run with it. And it's so important. I sat through a fabulous hearing on long-term care that certainly it was a revelation. And I know that there's so much more we can do to streamline the way we provide services and make them more transparent so they're available to the people who need them. So actually, I would be very honored to be added as a co-author as well as the bill moves forward. Thank you.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Senator. Any further questions or comments? We do have a motion on the floor. Let's go to a roll call vote.
McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Liu?
Aye.
Liu, aye. Nguyen?
Aye.
Nguyen, aye. That's 5.
All right.
5-0.
And thank you so much. It's so good to see you, and we're grateful that you're here today. And thank you for taking the committee amendments as well.
Thank you.
Just a very quick recap, AB 294 is out, AB 376 is out, AB 608 is out, ACR 38 is out. I do want to say thank you to Mariva, Sarah, Mark, of course, our sergeants, and Kelly for all the work today that went into today's hearing. And, of course, to the senators, thank you so much. Want to notice this is our quickest human services hearing and has brought down our average from 3 hours. So do appreciate it, and thank you all for your hard work.